say it happened to it.
It's fine.
Did the oven make anything out of the liver or hog?
No, not chicken. My folks never did.
How about
But they did the head. They always made head cheese. What they called souse. Out of the ears and the head and the feet. And
head cheese and souse the same thing?
Yes, same thing, but they called it souse way back there. Now they call it head cheese.
Did they ever take, say, cornmeal and the juice from the souse and cook that up together, maybe put a few pieces of meat in it?
Yeah, and make mush.
Or your milk, and you let it stand a while, and what would that turn to?
Well, it'd have to skim off the cream. And then hit sour. If you get sour, you'd have to churn it if you...
Well, what would they say the milk would turn to if it had stand quite a while? If it's stood longer than...
Sour?
Yeah, I mean, if it, well, it, would you call it anything else if it's been...
After it gets separated.
It stands long enough to start to separate out.
Well, it's a spoil. You mean it wouldn't turn to cheese.
What would you call it? It stood long enough for you to make some sort of cheese out of it.
I never did use it.
Do you ever call anything called clabber?
Oh, clabber milk. Yeah, I've let mine set and get clabber. I used to like to make bread out of it, biscuit out of clabber milk. I never even thought of that.
Well, now, did you ever take the clabber milk and press the water out?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, that, a lot of times you could make cheese out of that.
Any particular name would give that kind of cheese?
No, I don't know.
Well, now, if you ever take, say, fruit, maybe peaches, for instance, and instead of making just a thin pie, make something sort of like a pie when it was in a deep pan of some kind.
Cobbler?
And then some sweet stuff that you might make up to butter and sugar or something like, and maybe a little cream to eat on a cobbler.
Dip?
And a little something you'd eat between your regular meals. What would you call that? Or if you go in and maybe get a piece of bread and some molasses or something of that kind, wouldn't be a regular meal. You said just had a...
Snack.
You always call it a snack as far as you can remember?
Pieces.
Well now, how did you fix the coffee back in those days?
Just made it... And an old salt measured so much and put it in the boiled it right in the water.
And what did you drink your water out of at the table?
10 cups a lot of times. And I was...
Well, I guess it was maybe the preacher coming to call.
Well, I had glasses.
And say if you were thirsty, you'd say, I'd like that.
Glass of water.
Was sitting down at the table with you, and he had potatoes in front of him and started to pass them to you, and you'd say, go.